Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. Glad to be here with you. It's Saturday. It's exciting to be American, exciting to be gun owners. There's so much cool stuff happening. We did have a kind of a crazy week this week with election week, and we're going to talk a little bit of politics this segment, but this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Our good friend Jeremy at Reliable is an excellent builder, just a true craftsman. You don't run into him very often. He's not a hack, you know what I mean? He's a good craftsman and a good builder. I would call him an excellent licensed builder. His phone number is 810-429-6957. You can go to Reliable Enterprises and check out his website. You can link to it right on my website, thegss.com. Check his workout. And he does drone footage of his decks and his additions on houses. Very, very good work. Always keeps a clean work site, safe. He does it right from start to finish. You'll be glad to have him working for you, I'm telling you. I'm glad to have him as a friend and a sponsor of the show. Jacob, you've used him. I've used him numerous times.
Yep.
Just an all-around great guy. So get a hold of Jeremy. Let him bid your next new construction, remodel, or any work you need done. Addition, whatever you need. But boy, does he do a job on decks. Now, and because you can link to all those sponsors, it's right there on the website. Anytime you can use it as a resource to find them and get a hold of them. They'll be glad to hear from you. Let them know you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. All right, now, the elections were this week, Jake, and it leaves us with some big choices. Now, and it also leaves a couple big question marks. Choices that might not be easy for some of us, but they have to be made in November. This is a serious divide becoming so prevalent in America, and here in Michigan especially. Basically boils down to socialism or conservatism.
Well, you've either got the extreme right or the extreme left. There's no in between anymore.
No.
There's not.
The ones in the middle are just getting stepped on, you know? And I wouldn't call some of the right wing extreme. They're just right wing, but the left wing is really changing. I think really changing. Some people that I thought people were gonna do better in the election that didn't make it, and I was surprised. But I don't know. What was your take? What do you think?
Well, no, I mean it was people in my age group. I'd say that. Maybe 40 and under, 35 and under, especially people I work with, they are so socialist now. That's all I've heard about for weeks is how it's the future. It is the future. And no matter what you say, no matter what you talk about to them, there's no getting through to them. And the minute you say, like, do you want to be like these other countries? Well, there's nothing wrong with them. I have a coworker that told me the whole story this week, so she's fully prepared to move to Eastern Europe, where as a single woman, she would be treated with respect.
Wow.
And I'm sitting and I'm thinking, you're not paying attention to the world. You're so brainwashed by the media's focus on the one bad man. They treat the president as he's the bad man, and everything that happens is so wrong to them. You're completely dismissing the fact of the horrors that persist in the rest of the world.
Yeah. They're blind to it.
And look what we just saw with the World Cup and all these people from all over the world coming here. And it's amazing. I feel like we could have swapped out. All those people could have stayed.
Yeah.
And shipped back off the people that don't want to be here, because these foreigners were coming in as tourists, enjoying and embracing the American ways for the first time. Meanwhile, 51% or 50% of our nation hates it. As you would be believed to perceive. But the other half of us are, you know, thankful to be Americans and the freedoms we have.
Yeah.
It is a very interesting world. And I don't necessarily think it's not a Republican versus Democrat anymore.
Nope.
It's not, because there are, don't get me wrong, you can't say Republicans are in the clear on this, because Republicans haven't always done what's right either.
Right.
So we can't play one-sided, and you have to call it as it is both sides have serious issues that need to be corrected sometime in the next couple years. I thought it would have been corrected by now. but it hasn't been.
It's a serious and
we're seeing the residue from it, where the outright hatred towards Israel by both
sides,
mostly the left,
yeah,
but there are still a lot on the right that are so against Israel that it's causing the extremist left to grow and grow and grow because they're using the media to their benefit.
Well, it kind of reminds me of how Charlie Kirk, when he was shot, how some people cheered.
Yeah.
You know, it's sickening.
Yeah.
Now, whenever there's an assassination, it's a terrible thing. It's not a good way to answer a problem.
Nobody cheered when Kennedy was assassinated. No, nobody cheered when his brother was assassinated.
No.
You know, this cheering was upon assassinations, and that today being considered the
norm.
The norm. Like, oh, you know, and there was just another person arrested Tuesday night with a gun on Trump's golf course in California. Yeah, yeah. Something like,
it's sickness.
This has become the norm.
TVS is scary.
And you know, it's interesting for a party that's so against guns.
Yeah,
they sure love to run and grab for them when they want to hurt something. So,
well, bigger government, or you know, you're either going to go for bigger government or you're going to go for a controlled government that is limited powers. And I'm about the limited powers side. Losing our liberty and God-given rights, or keeping our liberty and setting a path for years to come of easing government intrusion into our freedoms. That's what I'm about. It's not that tough when you look at it like this. Are you going to keep your rights or are you going to lose them?
Well, and even then, when we go at it at a, let's say in Michigan, for instance, the governor or the senatorial levels, even the I could honestly care less about a representatives.
Well,
you know, it does.
But that's where the new leaders will come from.
I know, but they do nothing.
Well,
that's the thing. Some do.
We have some good ones.
Has there been a representative in Michigan in the past 20 years that has done anything positive? There's no names.
You wouldn't know it because
you don't know it
behind the scenes.
And the Senate, you only know if they're in the Senate.
And you've here's in Genesee County for a long time, too, so that's a problem.
But here's the other problem with the Senate. The way the U.S. Senate works, the way a lot of these things work, you have to be, you know, the upper-level people, the ones that have been there for 40 years, or whatever the longest-terming ones are, they're the ones that have to give these new people the right to talk on the floor.
Yeah.
So you've got to butter up and kiss up to them and play by their rules. So
yeah.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Well, I look at it when it boils down to, it's just back to, do we lose our liberty and lose our God-given rights, or do we keep them and keep our liberty and keep our God-given rights? And that's what I'm all about with it. So next thing is, our Michigan DNR is still throwing a bunch of question marks out there.
We're not even talking about flock cameras and losing our liberty for that.
No,
you know, that's a whole other show. That's not even dedicated to the Gunsman Show, but look into the flock cameras and how your local communities are supporting that.
Yeah, I can't talk about the videos now of people getting arrested from flock camera stuff that isn't even right. It's disgusting.
It's not even a government sanctioned thing. They're contractors.
Yeah.
So that's another dangerous thing to lose your rights. And all of this.
There's tons of things out there that are constantly pressing us to be suppressed. And it's frustrating.
Well, constant government overreach on everything, from your local communities to the state to the federal, constant government overreach.
Yeah.
Constant intrusions.
Well, and
at what point do the Americans say we've had enough?
Well, that's
and what, we had that opportunity. Well, we have that opportunity in November.
Well, and while I'm talking about the Michigan DNR, they're still sorting out what we can do and can't do, what we can hunt and can't hunt. And I'm hoping for some clear and simplified path from them, and we're just not getting it. So,
well, the fiasco this week with the bird feeders.
Oh my gosh!
you can't bait deer with corn, but you can put it out to feed animals within 300 feet of your house.
Well, it just
because CWD and all those other diseases don't spread when you're close to the house.
God. It's so stupid. They've totally lost their common sense, and it drives me crazy. So. God help us here in Michigan. I'm telling you what. So feel free to send us an email. Tell us your thoughts. Seriously, at shooter@thegss.com. You can tell we're frustrated. It gets more frustrating every day when you start reading the news about what's going on to our rights here in the state. They're constantly trying to trip us up and catch us in things. I don't think there's any continuity with making things go smoothly for hunters in Michigan. Well, it's probably not for fishing. I just don't fish as much as I used to.
There's anti-gun leadership at the top.
And it's very apparent.
You know, you look at areas and states. Look at Wyoming, where they're pro-gun at the top. The gun companies are moving there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you look at states in this America where guns are supported and promoted, and here it's not.
Yeah. Well, become active in our state's pro-gun movements. And I recommend it all the time. There's links to a lot of these right on my website. TheGSS.com. Go to MCRGO. That's the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. It's MCRGO.org. Then you got MGO, which is Michigan Gun Owners.
Which is a great source. We use that a lot for. Yep. It's a great blog site.
Yep. And then GLGR, which is Great Lakes Gun Rights.org. And of course the NRA and the ILA. Although here in Michigan, it's easy to get on these Michigan ones and get accurate information. The national ones might be talking about what's happening in Texas, not what's happening in Michigan. So, but protecting our rights and being vigilant all the time, defending your rights is what we have to do. And protecting your right to keep and bear arms is paramount. That's what you have to do. If you lose your right to keep and bear arms, what else do you have? Because this is America, and if you don't defend those rights, who will?
Well, I saw this great comment this week really quick. There are enough guns in America for every person to have one gun.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's the people that don't have the gun. They have to go find the neighbor five streets over that has one and beg to borrow theirs.
Yeah.
You know?
Ain't going to happen. So do it before it's too late, folks. Protect your rights. Remember to like us on Facebook and feel free to send us that input via email at shooter@thegss.com. Next up, our weekly report on used guns at williamsgunsite.com. So fill up that coffee or other caffeinated product, and let's get right back to it in just a minute after the short break.